great to have you along on this Tuesday. Of course, Jeff is on vacation. Tim's been working for Jeff, and I'm stepping in for our Tuesday morning conversation with Dave Nelson and Kyle Hansey. And Dave and Kyle, of course, from Powerhouse Lawn and Leisure here in our Northwoods area. And Dave, good morning to you.
Good morning, Greg.
How you doing? You're suffering a little bit of a cold, huh?
Yeah, we did a hot tub installation on Friday. I've been sniffing a little bit for a couple weeks, and we did a hot tub delivery on Friday, and the wind coming off the lake must have got the best of me by the end. I probably talked too much, but by the end of the day, I lost my voice, and the stuff was kind of tightening up in my chest. So Saturday morning, I went in and got checked out, and they told me nothing wrong. Good. Other than, something's got to run its course. But
typical cold.
Yeah, but if I talk now throughout the show, my voice will be more strained as we go.
Well, we have a special guest.
So we brought a special guest along, yeah. So Kyle's been with us for a while. He was with us years ago and then was out east for a few years and has been back with us and does a great job in the service department, especially on chainsaws. He's our two-stroke expert.
Okay.
And Kyle's been promoted to our service manager now. So he's in charge of the shop and in charge of making sure things get turned in and out of there and making sure all is good. We're really excited about that.
Yeah, well, Kyle, good morning. Nice to have you joining us on the radio.
Yeah, I feel like my big brother now.
Yeah, you're sitting in the Hansey seat. Good to have you here. Everybody in Tomahawk knows you, but tell us a little bit about your background. I know that you've had a lot of experience and what you're helping Dave with some two-stroke work and other small engines and just about everything you can fix, can't you?
Yeah, pretty much. Just living in the Northwoods, getting the chainsaw, that's my favorite thing.
Chainsaws are your favorite things to work on? Okay.
Yep, favorite, and use them, and, the lawn industry, tractors and zero turns and all that stuff, I've been in that my whole life. And
things have changed in that atmosphere, haven't they, far as repairs of some of that equipment? In the old days, you could keep things running. Now you have to have a lot of expertise to work in that repair shop and keep things running, don't you?
Absolutely. I got my Briggs & Stratton certification and Kohler certification and everything to keep a shop going nowadays, so... Yeah, it's like cars these days, new and improved and better for the environment.
So if you guys can, of course, handle repairs on the lawn and garden equipment, on chainsaws, on other
weed
products
whacker.
That you see, the weed whackers, any small engine part you guys can handle.
Absolutely.
Anything that's got the brands of engines that we sell.
Okay,
so
yes.
We see a fair amount of product that gets purchased online or purchased at a box store, and there's usually not a flow of parts or service backup available from those companies. So, excuse me, especially with generators and things like that, people bring them in, and we can't service them.
Right.
Same thing with some of the off-name snowblowers. So we've tried over the years, and it's a failure for us and for the customer because we can't do the job that we need to do.
Yeah.
But one of the things on the chainsaws over the years now is Husqvarna was first with it. A lot of their saws, their pro saws especially, have a thing called AutoTune, and we actually connect them to the computer to check them out. There's no external adjustments on the carburetor or idle adjustment or anything like that. And Steel has followed suit with their M-tronic. So Kyle's got to be good on the computer, and then of course also working with the tech support people to keep these things running tip top. And for the most part, there's no problems with that electronic stuff. It's really a neat deal. Makes your saw start easier, run better. They're running the correct mixture. They should last longer.
Sure, exactly.
Those type of things.
A lot of those products, too, Dave, now are battery operated, aren't they?
They are,
yeah. How does that work, Kyle? What a change, huh?
But it's a good change. With today's technology, the batteries are starting to keep up, lasting longer for battery lifetime. Mm-hmm. And, it's today's world, unfortunately, but I hate to say unfortunately, but
well, it is the way that the world is moving, and that's good too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And both brands, Husqvarna and Steel, are right there, always testing, always bringing today's innovation to us, and we try to sell it. And customers that have battery stuff absolutely love them.
You get a platform where you can have 8 or 10 different things that are all running off the same battery. Steel's really good about that. Husqvarna's really good on the professional end, We don't do a lot on their consumer end with the battery, but the pro stuff is great. And Toro's got a full line of battery stuff too now. Mm-hmm. They've got their 60-volt platform, so there's a blower, there's a couple of trimmers, there's a pole saw, there's a hedge trimmer, there's a hedger, and they all the same battery interchanges for all of that.
Boy, that is really handy, isn't it?
Yeah, and then they've got battery-operated full-size snowblowers, battery-operated compact snowblowers, and they've had battery-operated walk-behind mowers for quite some time. And now we're seeing everybody's coming out with battery-operated zero turns as well. And, you know, that's going to grow. That's going to be a bigger thing as you know, counties and states and places look to reduce noise and look to reduce emissions.
And I think probably for the consumer, it's pretty darn handy to have it, you know, have your battery ready to go, and away you go. You can go any place you want to go. You don't have to worry about, you know, do I have the right mixture of gas available if, you know, if I'm running out of gas all the time. How long does the average charge last? Is it, I know it varies in different sizes of the power equipment, but you can get a pretty good cut out of it, whether you're cutting, you know, firewood or the lawn, can't you,
Dave? With the trimmers especially, you can go a long time. The trimmers and the pole saws. The leaf blowers actually take the most amount of power.
They do, the leaf blowers.
Yeah, because, okay, you know, to have all of that, yeah, motor force to blow the leaves, and so they're typically the shortest runtime. But then there's also different batteries that you can buy that will have a longer runtime, okay, a higher amp hour battery, and it'll run for a longer period of time.
Sure.
Kyle will tell you on the service end, one of the things, and we'll start seeing it now real shortly, all the mowers that were stored last year with gas, then they weren't run empty or they weren't treated, and all of a sudden it's bad gas. And there's no warranty on any of the fuel-related issues with anything.
Sure.
So somebody can buy a new mower last summer, yep, and it doesn't start this spring because of bad fuel. They got to pay for that, you know. So same thing with snowblowers. This next fall, people will go to start their snowblower, and they won't start. So we've got things we do. We put additives or treatments in the fuel in the fall, okay, when we do fall service on tractors. We'll do the same thing, or we'll run snowblowers out of gas in the spring, mm-hmm, so that, you know, they're ready to go the next season.
Sure, that's a good thing for the consumer to remember, Kyle, is to have those things done, yeah, prior to the end of each of the season, whether it's the winter or whether it's the fall season, too. That's pretty damaging, I suppose, if you do have some fuel issues, don't you, with your parts, huh?
Absolutely. I mean, it hurts the carburetor the most. That's what starts the engine.
Yeah.
And, you know, you get that bad fuel, you know, and it just downhill from there. Or it won't run. It may run and not run properly or pull RPM. And
sure. I look at the snowblowers. We didn't run our snowblowers hardly at all this year. And, you know, you put gas in them, and then they sit. Not
people
only
are
for,
going to forget that because of
say,
this winter. Yeah.
And a lot of people will think, well, geez, I didn't run it anyway. I'm all right. But that's not necessarily the case, huh, Kyle?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you should get those in once the season is done and have those snowblowers ready to be checked out for the upcoming season next year.
Yep, absolutely. Summarize them, and, you know, we'll take care of them and make sure they start for next season.
Sometimes we forget about summarizing. We always remember winterizing
yeah.
But summarizing, yeah.
That's... Think of summarizing in a different way, right?
But exactly.
You know, the fuel that you buy at the pump, typically within 30 days, it's going downhill. And what we tell people with older fuel, if they got some older fuel, put it in your car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, dump the fuel out there, put fresh in your can. And a good tip that we learned a number of years ago, is if you're filling a gallon or a 2 gallon or a 5 gallon can for your small engine use,
right,
pump 2 or 3 gallons into your car before you fill that small can. Because no matter what, even if you've got a dedicated premium line, you know, at some of the gas stations, all of that gas or fuel goes through a mixer valve underground. So the first gallon or two are whatever the last guy pumped. So anytime we fill our cans for work, it's always put a couple gallons in the truck or the van first, and then fill your gas can.
Huh, I never heard that. Thank you for that information. Hey, Kyle, what about the gas now you can buy in a gallon can, the pre-mixed stuff? That probably is a whole lot better than mixing your own. Is it more accurate? Is it just a better stuff coming right from the manufacturer?
Correct. Basically, it's 91, 92 octane, depending on the brand. And once you open it, it's good for 2 years.
That's incredible.
Or even plus. Just what they did with that is just amazing. You know, just the life shelf of it is just incredible.
It doesn't have contaminants in it.
Okay.
So you can, that's the thing to put in your string trimmers and your leaf blowers and your saws and your seasonal things that, you know, you go back to them a year later and usually they'll take right off.
Right. And the nice thing about that is, yes, that gas is a little more expensive, but if that stops you from having to bring it in to service, not only the cost of the service, but also the, you know, the situation that you have with not having that equipment ready when you need it.
That fuel came out probably, Husqvarna was the first one that we had with it. And it's probably 10 years already. And when that first came out, you know, everybody was kind of like, ah. Well, now it's unbelievable the amount that we sell. And people that come back that have eliminated service calls, and that's their go-to. And there's, you know, there's no question.
That's the way I am. You know, eliminates the service calls that you have because you're using the proper gas. We have Dave Nelson with us and Kyle Hansey, both from, of course, Powerhouse Lawn and Leisure. Of course, their location in Merrill. New store is still considered new. How many years is the end of the new store?
It's 4 years already. We opened August 1st of 2020. It's hard to believe. Company's 15 years old in the next month or two.
Yeah.
And it's hard to believe it was that long ago when I started it.
2500 East Main Street, and you can see a little bit of everything at your store. You are always adding products, too, aren't you, Dave, to the store?
Selectively. We try and add things. Sometimes it's customer request. Sometimes it's just something that we see a fit. We brought in that chain locker, which we haven't talked about recently. Neat little deal, plastic case that holds chains. You've probably seen them when you're in the store.
Yep.
And for everybody that's got tangled up chains that are sitting in a pile of rusty, you know, just a rusty mess, you store them there. You can store up to 8 chains in one of the lockers. And there's different colors. And so some people will buy one color to keep their sharp chains in and one for dull chains. And all of a sudden we're seeing people that are finding chains to sharpen because of our chain sharpening machine, which we'll get into in a minute.
Okay.
And then because they can store them effectively, you know, it saves time in the woods.
Right, exactly. Talk about that chain sharpening machine.
So it's a Franzen. I'm not 100% sure where they're made, but it's an automatic chain sharpener. I can do both angles at the same time and take the rakers down at the same time.
Wow.
So a 20-inch chain takes about 4 minutes to cut, and it's your perfect 30-degree angle of your cutting device or, you know, your chain. You know, and just, you know, sharpen it by hand or just a manual one machine, it just eliminates a lot of process, and, you know, it's so much faster and easier.
And a better cut.
Much better sharpening.
Yeah.
Those machines are made, I believe, in Germany. They're made in Europe.
Okay.
And it's an expensive investment. It's oh, my God. It's if you haven't seen it when you come down,
I'll have to look,
stop in, take a look. But it's, we're doing some high-volume ones for a couple of large customers. And then the ones and twos for, you know, regular customers.
Sure. Now, talk a little bit, Kyle, about getting your, whether it is your snowblower at the end of this season or getting ready for the upcoming season for your lawn tractors and mowers and things like that. Is it you guys have a long wait? Are you pretty well up to speed here and can get people in and out rather quickly?
Right now, I mean, we're up to speed. Bring it in. It'll be a pretty fast turnaround. Before you know it, it's going to be, you know, end of April, May, when people really want to get it out. But since we had the season that we have, I mean, this is a perfect opportunity to get in. And we're going to have free blade sharpening until the end of the month. So, you know, come in, get your unit serviced, and, you know, get a free blade sharpening out of it before we're, you know, a couple weeks behind.
Yeah, and you start looking ahead. We didn't have any winter whatsoever to speak of. I know a lot of people are chopping at the bit to get out on those yards. And if this continues like it is, we'll be cutting grass probably
early.
The middle of April.
Yeah. One of the things that happens in the spring is that we get people that want to get their equipment serviced, but they can't get to the shed because of the snow.
Right.
It's not a factor this year. So get the stuff.
Good point.
Give us a call. We offer pickup and delivery. Like Kyle said, turnaround time is great right now. Don't wait till just before Mother's Day or just before Memorial Day, and all of a sudden it's an emergency to get your mower done, because at that point the backlog is going to be quite a bit higher.
Sure. What is the best number to call for Powerhouse Lawn and Leisure? Call your regular number at... Okay.
On a normal day, it's 715-722-0232.
All right.
And yesterday and today, not so much. Spectrum is at our store right now trying to figure out what's going on. We've had internet service hasn't been interrupted, but our phone service we got an issue with starting yesterday. So the other thing you can do is you can email us at sales@powerhouseLL. It's Powerhouse LL, like Lawn Leisure.
Yep.
.com. And I see those emails when they come through. That works out real, real well for us.
So you can even schedule an appointment that way?
Sure.
Yep. Give Kyle a heads up, and if you're having problems, he can probably call you another way, too, and
exactly.
get an appointment lined up.
Yep.
All right. We are visiting here, of course, our first Tuesday of the month with Dave Nelson and Kyle Hansey, the parts manager at Powerhouse Lawn and Leisure. And we want to talk a little bit about some of our bullet points today. Preseason mower deals, Dave. We were just talking about an early season of grass cutting, and you have some really nice rebates on Toro Zero Turns, huh?
Some of those rebates just went up from $1,000 to $1,500 on March 1st, which is interesting. But we've got rebates up to $1,500. There's one model. It's a great little machine. It's a 42-inch Toro Time Cutter Zero Turn with the MyRide platform.
Okay.
And if you don't know about MyRide, it's a suspended operator platform, so you can take advantage of the speed of the mower and not beat yourself up. It just saves knees and backs, and it's just a great deal. There's one particular model. I think I've got three of them in stock. That there's 60-month 0% interest with qualified credit.
Nice.
And you don't see that today anymore with the rising cost of money.
Right.
So that's just a super deal that two or three people are going to get.
And you have Cubs and Gravelies too, don't you?
Cubs and Gravelies also, yep. And then we just talked about the preseason special on the tune-ups for the mowers. We talked a little bit about Husqvarna Steel saws and blowers. I know we're running a little bit behind, so we'll jump ahead a little bit. Portable winch is an interesting product made in Canada, and it's a way to get your product something from point A to point B, dragging a log out of the woods, pulling a four-wheeler out, pulling the big game out. They're gas-powered or battery-powered winches that you can put on a hitch of a car. You can strap them to a tree. You can do anything, and you can get things pulled out. People use them to pull logs and dead wood out of lakes and rivers.
That's a creative product.
It's a specialized product, and it's a neat deal, and we carry the full line of them.
Okay, and those are available readily, too? Or
yep, most of them are in stock.
Okay, good. Yep. Different sizes, Dave, too, for different...
different amount of pulling power.
Okay.
They've got Honda engines, or they've got a battery
really?
Setup. Yep.
And they just hook onto the back of your car or back of your truck?
Them,
or how?
There's a hitch hookup that's an option. Otherwise, okay. Like I said, you'll strap them to a tree or strap them to something solid.
Nice.
And get something from point A to point B. That might take 3 to 4 men.
Yep.
With one person.
Very innovative.
Pretty cool. Yep.
I would use that in our neighborhood for everybody pulling docks.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thoroughgood Boots, we're closing out the boots. We got a great selection of product left. I think up to 55% off. I just had a customer last week that had bought boots at the outlet store, and they came in and they said our prices were less than the outlet store. So
wow, that's...
It's some great deals. It's whatever sizes we have and styles we have, that's what we have. But if you need a pair of boots, stop in and check them out.
And everybody knows that Thoroughgood line is...
it's excellent product.
Best line,
yep. It just hasn't been a fit for us, but
right.
It's a great product.
Well, it was good of you guys to give it a try for your customers.
Yep.
All right. Yep. Let's talk a little bit about one of Jeff's favorite topics is your seasonings and the grilling. I won't be the fanatic that he is on seasonings and grilling, sorry to say. But
we can work with you on that.
I know you can. Thank you.
So a number of months ago, last year, we started promoting one brand a month. And this month, it's Croy Valley Foods. They're based out of Hudson, Wisconsin. It's Lou and Damon Holter. Absolutely great people. They're winners in the barbecue industry. They're supportive of their dealers and the industry. And I've got more than 30 of their sauces and rubs in stock. All of the Croy Valley is 10% off this month.
Okay.
We also are doing a deal on Facebook. It's called Flavor Friday. So we highlight one flavor of our brand of the month and show a recipe and some product that we've grilled at the store. And so watch for that. That's a growing thing. We've got over 100 different sauces and rubs in stock collectively. Great lines of grills. We got the PK grills, which are the cast aluminum grills that have a 20-year warranty on that capsule. And they start out with the PK Go, which is a little portable one you can take camping.
All right.
And a lot of competitors in the State Cook-Off Association cook on those little PKs.
You're doing that again this summer, ahead?
In August, yep.
In August, good. All right.
And then there's their regular, they call it their original, and a new original, and then a larger one called a 360. All in stock. Check out our grilling products, our lines, Alpha Pizza Ovens out of Italy. Beautify the backyard. The people that have them absolutely love them.
That'll be coming in very hot and heavy here before too long, the way the weather's going.
Wood-fired pizza ovens are just incredible. Brio smokeless fire pits, U.S.-made fire pits, not made just for fires, but made for cooking with all the accessories. We got the full line in stock. We have a lot of fun with them. Primo ceramic grills, they compete with one that's got green in the name, the Big Green.
Oh,
And Primos are the only ceramic grills made in the USA. And the only ones that are made in an oval shape rather than round.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're doing racks of ribs or when you're doing briskets, it's a lot easier to cook on the Primo. Plus, you can cook indirect on one side and direct on the other at the same time.
Oh, that's great.
Three different sizes of grills, all in stock. I'm running out of breath. Halo griddles, they compete with one that starts with the name Black. It's a better product. It's just a great product. We've got those in stock. Napoleon is our gas grill line now. We always talk with Jeff about the Smokin' Brothers pellet grills.
Grills are real popular, aren't they?
They're made in USA. Really? Yeah. And they're just so easy to cook on, and there's more.
You know, you talk about the rubs and the different sauces. What I think is really great is a lot of these times, Dave, those products are, like you talked about with the folks up in the Hudson area, with the Croy Valley Foods. Mm-hmm. You're dealing with the people who own the product or develop the product. It's a mom and pop a lot of times, isn't it?
It is, and some still are.
Okay.
And some have grown to just crazy, crazy heights.
Yeah.
But they're all really supportive. So, I mean, we've got Blues Hog out of Missouri. We've got Meat Church out of Texas. We've got Charles Street, which was our flavor brand of the month last month. He's out of Wausau, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
We've got John Henry was our first out of East Houston, Texas. We've got Frag Out, which is out of Colorado, military vet-owned company. And all of the recipes that she has, she did in her kitchen. And in Colorado, they've got what's called a cottage law, where you can sell out of your home till you get to a certain size. And then you're commercialized. But it's a neat deal because I've talked with this Leah that does all the rubs, and she's developed them all in her kitchen.
Yeah, a lot of these folks have gone on from their development in their kitchen to being bought out by big companies,
yeah,
I suspect.
That's exactly it. Yeah. And some are still privately owned, and they control their deals.
Sure. So. You talked a little bit about the spas, working on those over the weekend.
Hot tubs. It's just a great time of year to get into a spa, and we're seeing more and more referral business from people that have our Arctic spas. It's the best cold weather spa in the world. I'm working with another customer now that his spa froze on his deck here a month ago.
Oh, too bad.
And he's fighting with the insurance company. But he's looking to get one, and they look at our insulation and the way that they're built and are just hold up better.
Sure.
I mean, the custom series, they have a 7-day no-freeze guarantee. If you lose power in the dead of winter, it's guaranteed not to freeze for a week. There's nothing like that on the market.
And despite whatever weather it might be out there, you guys are out doing installation on those.
Yeah. And then we offer Spa Boy. The Spa Boy is the only saltwater system on the automated saltwater system on a new hot tub. And it's soft water. So when we say salt water, some people think ocean. It's not. It's soft water.
Sure.
So you can get in these things. You get out. You don't need a shower when you get out of them. There's no burn, sting, itch. You don't have people that have got sensitive skin or skin issues can use them with typically no problem. And your skin will be softer than it has ever been. So
yeah, incredible.
Normally a hot tub dries your skin out. Ours moisturize your skin.
Yeah.
It's an incredible thing. So when you get those, they might be a little bit more expensive than some of the others that are out there. But 20 years from now, that spa is going to have trade-in value or resale value, where most of them at that point are in the landfill years before.
Well,
so you get that Spa Boy system, you can enjoy your spa more. And it eliminates chemicals. It eliminates hassle. You can read your pH and chlorine levels on your phone. And then we can track the spas from our store. So can the factory in Canada. So when you have problems, we do a diagnostic check. Before we ever come to your house, we know why we're coming there.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Yeah, you know, Kyle's real involved in that. So.
In the spa business, too? Yep.
Yeah, in the service and the installations.
Yeah, exactly. With folks who have never been in your store, they should certainly stop by. It's incredible. 25 East Main Street in Merrill.
2500.
Pardon me, yes. Thank you. Yep. 2500 East Main Street in Merrill, and stop by, and you will be shocked at all the different items you have.
I mean, hopefully in a good way.
In a good way, yes. Yeah. We only have 25 minutes a month to talk about some of those, but we could spend hours doing that, too.
Yep.
Hopefully we'll see you at the home show coming up April 13th and 14th.
Hopefully, yeah.
Good. We'll look forward to visiting about that coming up next month as Jeff will be back. Kyle, congratulations on the new parts manager ship at the Powerhouse Lawn and Leisure, and good to see you. Glad things are going well, and all your Tomahawk folks should call if they need any service work done.
Absolutely. I'll do the pickup and delivery, so...
Perfect. Thank you guys very much. We should check on the hours, Dave, real quickly for our listeners.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 8:30 to 5. Thursday, Friday, 8:30 to 6. Saturday, 8:30 to 2.
Good. Powerhouse Lawn and Leisure, 2500 East Main Street in Merrill. Of course, sales at Powerhouse LL, right?
Yep, lawnleisure.com.
Yep. And that's a big thank you, Dave, for you and Kyle taking the time to come in and visit with us this morning.
I appreciate it. It's been good, Jeff.
See you back the first week of April.
Yep, thanks, everybody.
All right, thank you guys very much. All right, our conversation this morning with Kyle and Dave here from Powerhouse Lawn and Leisure on WJJQ in Tomahawk. You can give those guys a call. Again, at the number is 722-0232. Of course, the website is salespowerhouseLL.com, and more than happy to help you and give Kyle a call for the service. Again, 722-0232 for Powerhouse Lawn and Leisure, 2500 East Main Street in Merrill.